RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Still have one more chance to win again, Jim Mora, and it won't mean a thing.
Yep.
248-539-9797. Everybody disappointed. Stoney in for Jim Costa. He's John Jansen. Paul Sarah running the show. Most everybody will be back, I believe, on Monday, except you'll be in Florida with the bowl-bound Michigan Wolverines. Taking off on that big bird today, huh?
Yes, a little bit later today.
Yes. So there's lots of ways we're addressing this, and here's some of the things that you might want to comment on, okay? When did you accept that this team wasn't very good? What was the turning point? Was there one game or injury or something where you said, It's over. And the other thing is, has the window officially closed? Because I don't buy it that the window is officially closed. And to me, if you want to say the turning point, and I'm going to put an injury in there, but I'm not using this as an excuse at all. And it's somebody who I didn't think it would make that much of a difference. Shame on me. And that's the LaPorta injury. Because not only was LaPorta Goff's safety net and being a really good player, he was a really good blocker too, and I don't think they would have had as much problems defending edge rushers if Sam LaPorta was still on this team. And then to a lesser extent, Brock Wright getting hurt too, but the LaPorta injury really messed up the offense. Obviously others did too.
It did, yeah. There's a lot of it's just the flow of the offense, whether it's in the run game, the pass game. He's a key component to this offense. So it'll be interesting to see what type of changes Brad Holmes, how are they going to approach this offseason differently? They're going to have to. And obviously getting LaPorta back next year healthy, that'll make a difference. Is it going to make as much difference as some changes on the interior of that offensive line? I think that to me is the biggest difference from last year to this year. And in terms of injuries, that may be the most impactful injury, but I also think you got to look at Kirby Joseph going down and not having him at, not just in terms of turnovers, as we saw what he's done the last couple of years in terms of turnovers, but the presence that he provides and the physical presence. When you're playing against the Detroit Lions defense, and we had a caller mention this earlier. Or maybe it was Tuck that mentioned this. It's weird to think that you have a defense that's led by your safeties. But when you have Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch roaming around back there, turnovers matter, but it's also the presence of those receivers know that they're going to take a hit.
Yes.
And they don't and with those guys out, that presence isn't there.
Yeah, look, it's going to be every team's different from year to year, but this is going to be major differences, I think, on the roster, because I don't think Anzalone is going to be coming back. I think they're going to have to get rid of you know, one of their high price guys that they signed, whether it's Montgomery or even McNeil, somebody is not going to be there. And I think Brad Holmes, I hope Brad Holmes realizes he made a couple of mistakes by being passive, or he wasn't aggressive enough. Maybe he tried to get these guys that everybody wanted and it wasn't good enough for the other team. I doubt that, though. Some ticket text before we go back to the phones. Dan Campbell, for the first time, looked lionized on the sideline during that game yesterday. Shortest window maybe ever. 2 years, LOL. No, I think the window, because they still have your core, your team, is still there. That's why I don't think the window is closed. Now, Chicago going to get better. Green Bay's going to have Micah for a whole season, so it's going to be tougher in the division. You would assume from Minnesota's perspective, they hope that J.J. is going to continue to get a little better like he did show before he got hurt for the 83rd time. That's nine.
Yeah.
The Lions just straight up suck again. Brad Holmes certainly cooked all of us who believe we had a chance this year. If Brad thinks a few playoff wins in 30 years is going to cut it for these fans, he is in for a rude firing and never to be welcomed in Detroit ever again type of cold shoulder. All right, let's not put him in the same class as like Dan Quinn.
No.
Or Bob Quinn, excuse me. No. Brad Holmes built this team that you're all disappointed with because he didn't do more. Brad Holmes has done a really good job here. But the last two drafts, the last two off seasons have not been very good. And, you know, he's got to take the blame for that. There's no doubt about it. Daryl, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You know, when I look back over this season, I think the thing that concerns me is that a lot of the issues the Lions ended up having, we all saw it coming. You look at the hiring of two new coordinators. I know Morton specifically. A lot of us questioned that, and we see how that turned out. I know that the Ragnow thing came out of nowhere, but really it probably shouldn't have. And that was a big issue that, you know, seems like they should have prepared themselves for. And it seems like most of us have been begging for some help on that D-line on the opposite side of Aiden for a couple of seasons now. And it seems like they just would not address it. You know, whatsoever, the ways that they had addressed it didn't work out. So I think that's the part that's really disappointing to most of us, is that we saw this coming. And it seems like, you know, if one of those things had worked out, this season could have ended, you know, a lot better. But it seems like everything that we had concerns with, everything failed.
Yeah, I mean, it was the coordinators, it was the interior of the offensive line, it was an opposite edge, you know, from Aiden Hutchinson. Like, all of those things that we talked about in the offseason, it felt like none of them hit. They were all losses.
Yeah, it's like nothing went right. And one other thing I wanted to add, and I can respect it from locally as well as from the fan standpoint, but it seems like nationally, people look at the Lions and they point to the injuries, and I can appreciate us as fans in the media as well as the coaches and players not using that as an excuse, but I can already see that a lot of people are pointing at that as a big reason why the Lions wasn't successful this year. I'm just curious, out of you guys' perspective, can we use that at all? Or?
Well, it's a factor. I won't use it as an excuse, but like the Bears had more guys, you know, lose games than the Detroit Lions. There are a lot of other teams who've had, you know, quarterback injuries. I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, Lamar Jackson missed a game. Jared Goff did not miss a game.
Right.
For the past, what?
Three or four years in a row. Yeah.
By the way, it could be breaking news. ESPN's Dan Wetzel, Pete Thamel are reporting that Kyle Whittingham has emerged as the focus of Michigan's football search, and there could be an announcement as early as today. So, John, your opinion of Kyle Whittingham, if that is indeed true that he might be the next coach of the Wolverines?
My interaction with him has been a little bit limited. I've had a chance to interact with him a little bit when we went out there in Harbaugh's first year and played Utah. Then over the pandemic, as I was working for another, you know, news organization, had a chance to interview him and how he was handling his players and that situation with him for an extended interview. And I've always thought that he's a class guy, ran a class program. And so if that's the route that they're going to go, the question is, how long is he going to want to do this? He's 66. And so that's the only question I would have about that.
Right. 5 years, whatever, that'd be fine. It seems like a really good bridge guy, maybe, you know,
sure.
Just to get things. They need a guy who is a solid human being. They need to get rid of all the crap. And I don't know which coaches if it is him, would keep. I don't know. But they have to get rid of the stench that's in Schembechler Hall. And you know it better than anybody. It's the stuff that came out.
You got to have someone that's gonna be able to answer some of the tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, he wouldn't have been here for any of those things.
No.
But you're going to have to run a very transparent program moving forward.
Yes. Well, there was a former Utah coach that had very great success in the Big Ten. Now, he went to someplace else before he went to the Big Ten. That would be Urban Meyer, of course. But, mm-hmm. you know, so there is precedent. Now, obviously, Urban's more of a Midwest guy to begin with because he started at Bowling Green and Winningham isn't. But, you know, if you want tough physical football, there's Kyle Winningham. And he did a good job with what Cam Rising considering.
The injuries that he had.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So we have to see if this is indeed true, you know, how, you know, what the offensive coordinator is going to look like. How's it going to, you know, what do you think of Bryce Underwood? So we'll get into that as well. We'll sprinkle that throughout the rest of the morning and your Lions calls as well. 248-53.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring. So you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
39-97-97. Triumphant. That is not Lion fans.
No.
After yesterday.
Neither adjective.
Exactly. We were talking about the Lions also. ESPN reporting that Kyle Whittingham, the head coach of Utah, who retired at age 66, he's the focus of Michigan's coaching search, and somebody else says it could be done as early as today. We'll keep an eye on that. Nothing is definite, so something just to talk about what you think of them. 248-539-9797. 97-97. I do want to mention and thank publicly my co-host for the Lions, you know, post-game shows, Jennifer Hammond, because my family was out of town. And the Hammer on Christmas Eve invited me to meet her and some friends at for some cocktails before after she was done with church, and then invited me to join their family at a dinner. A real nice dinner at a really nice restaurant, and I had a great time. And
she's always been a class act.
I appreciate that a lot. Uh-huh. You know, holidays, you know, even if you're not one celebrating, it's still you want to be with people.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that. So it was a lot of fun. And the funny thing was, before I didn't realize I was going to go join in for dinner when I went to join in for drinks. So I DoorDashed Chinese food for my dinner and had them deliver it at 7, you know, wanted it delivered at a certain time.
Yeah.
And it was there.
Yeah. Just so cold by the time you got home.
It was cold. So I had to heat it up for lunch and half lunch, half dinner yesterday.
Okay.
It's not as good once it's outside.
Sat outside for hours. Yeah.
Outside for hours in the refrigerator. Warm it up in the microwave. And it was not that good. All right. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mark. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Stoney. Hey, John. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
All right. Go blue, John.
Go blue.
Hey, we love the Hammer, man. That lady has forgotten more about sports than most of us will ever know.
She's the best.
The show that I wanted to recommend to you guys, and it's going back a little bit, it's called Mystery Science Theater 3000. Are either one of you aware of it?
Yeah, I know the show. I saw it briefly when it came out.
It didn't fit for you, huh, Stoney?
It was funny. Weren't the Sklar brothers in that? Or was that something else?
No. It's a Joel Hodgson movie. He's a janitor, and he's forced to watch these really, really horrible movies. And all him, and he's got two robots that are with him. All they do is they crack jokes about the movie, the entire length of the movie.
Oh.
It's brilliant. But it's the original series started back in like the 80s.
Yeah.
At Thorpe Hall at Central Michigan, me and my buddies on Saturday nights would watch it. But they released a couple of seasons just a couple of years ago. You can watch the original library on Peacock, and the last three seasons are on Netflix.
All right.
Okay.
I'll have to check it out.
It's funny. But you got to get the jokes because they come, they're so quick. It's like something stupid's happening in the movie. These guys are just cracking jokes throughout the entire movie. It's hilarious.
I will try to check it out one day. Thanks for the call, Mark. We're also talking about the fact of the matter of what shows to binge per se, you know. And because I didn't watch any of the games yesterday. I was watching, I binged Landman. And that was about, you know, and I yeah. wanted to know, you know, what else are people binging these days? There's so many choices out
there. Yeah, there's a lot of great choices.
Tons of them. All right, let's go to Keith in Detroit. What's up, Keith?
This is not a William Clay Ford team. This is a Sheila Hamps team. And you look at it from this perspective, Detroit has put a lot of money into these teams. The Pistons, the Red Wings, they're all winning. That's about a $3 billion marketplace down Detroit. And Dan Campbell and them going to have to retool. They're going to have to, you know, get the offensive line, get the defensive line fixed. They need a kick-ass person on defense. But when you lose Branch, when you lose Joseph, LaPorta, you know, they barely made it without those guys. Like somebody said, Joseph was a force in the backfield. They were scared to throw his way. And Branch was a dog coming up. But they need a kick-ass person in the middle of that defensive line and an edge rusher. And then I say to the offensive line, when you lose a Ragnow, look what you had starting yesterday. Skipper, a free agent center. You know, they were doomed to fail. But, they did the best they could. But doing the best they could is not good enough now.
No, it's not.
You're right.
So clearly wasn't.
He's got to go in and improve that roster. No doubt about it. 248-539-9797. That's the number to talk to us, and also we'll take your text as well. Let's go to Dwayne. What's going on, Dwayne? Dwayne, are you there?
Dwayne, good morning. Oh.
He's there. I see him.
No, that's all right. Let's move on.
All right. Goodbye to Dwayne. Let's go to Ken. What's up? Ken? I don't know what's going on. Let's try this.
All right, Ken.
There you go. Right.
What's up, Ken?
Okay. Hey, man. Good morning. I got a theory about injuries a little bit. And maybe, you know, sometimes when you draft people and you draft guys that are so intense, they have a little bit of disregard for their own safety that they just get a little bit too crazy out there. And maybe we're getting some injuries. Maybe we need to get some guys that maybe got 90% crazy, but 10% common sense about their own health. It's just a thought, I just throw that out there.
Well, more than that, they've drafted guys who were injured already. I mean, look, J-Mo worked out, but he didn't. You know, he missed his rookie season. You could go on and on. Vaki gets hurt. Pascal was hurt at Kentucky. James Mitchell, the tight end that they got early in Brad Holmes' tenure, he was coming off an injury. It's like, what are we trying to just prove that we can draft a MASH unit?
That's a good point. You know, I mean, you are what you've been, you know, and if they've got that kind of history, got to stay away from it.
Yes. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. John, you might get a kick out of this. The strangest, I won't say dumb, but call that we got yesterday, I think, on the post-game show.
Yeah.
Somebody was convinced that Dan Campbell doesn't use his play sheet to cover up his lips, and the other teams have been reading his lips and figuring out the plays because they're so predictable.
I don't think they're predictable. I mean,
Well, the whole lip reading. No.
Nobody's
reading his lips.
No, I know that everybody does it, right? They cover up their mouth because all that stuff. It's just
he didn't do it. Calvin Shepard does, but he didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy into that.
It
just comes down to execution.
Yeah,
we did not have the level of execution that the Lions needed in a lot of different areas. It wasn't just the offensive line. And you look at it last week in the loss to Pittsburgh. And the fact that they ran all over this defense. You know who has not lost any time due to injury? The front seven.
Right.
And so
McNeil came back
early on in the season, but he was there.
I know. Yeah.
So that's the front seven with Campbell and Barnes and
DJ Reader up front.
Yeah. I mean, you have Anzalone, you have all of those guys, and you did get back Rodriguez from injury. You did get back Aleem McNeil from injury.
Rodriguez looked horrible yesterday.
It's just that's the one area, and you could say injuries on the back end. Sure, when you have explosive runs, those guys are supposed to be able to come up and run support, and that wasn't there. But the front seven are the ones that are taxed with stopping the run, and it didn't happen. Hasn't happened since the Philly game.
I know. That's why they lose. They can't stop the run, and they can't run. Dwayne, you there now?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing? Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Love the show. Happy holidays, fellas.
Same to you.
Hey, I just want to say, look, I love Dan Campbell too. But here's the thing, man. Y'all dancing around everything. I mean, he hasn't done a great job, and I explain. I watched him have like three illegal formations a couple games ago.
You're
in
right.
One game. That's poor coaching, man. These guys was not ready. They was not prepared to play. I can go into so many things, but I'll tell you this just for fun. If you did a survey and asked people if they had the first draft pick and they can pick either Ben Johnson or Dan Campbell will lose that because the Chicago Bears was a horrid team. And look at them now.
Yeah, you know what they did? They took the Lions' offensive coordinator, they took the Lions' formula and built themselves an offensive line, which is the way to do it. Ben, hey, the other thing, and thanks, Dwayne, what they miss him the most about Ben Johnson here, is something that he alluded to.
Right, the details.
Ben Johnson in practice was just a hard ass on these guys as far as, you know, routes and, you know.
Yeah, everything has to be done perfectly.
Perfect. Yes, and that's gone. Look, Dan, there will be a different offensive coordinator. Dan Campbell cannot call the plays next year.
Ideally, I don't think he wants to.
No, he wants to be the head coach.
Yeah, and so you go back to when originally had Anthony Lynn.
Yes.
You know, and so he puts him, you know, in a different role and takes over play calling. then the next year it was Ben Johnson. And it's the same thing with John Morton this year. Hey, he started off calling the plays. Wasn't the formula that Dan Campbell wanted to see. It wasn't the offense being run the way that he wanted. So he demoted him and started calling plays. I don't expect that Dan Campbell is going to be the one calling plays next year.
A couple ticket texts on the Michigan football deal. The mighty Michigan Wolverines hiring some ancient has-been who just gave up on his program. My, oh my, how the mighty have fallen. I don't think he gave up on his program per se. I think he was very, I don't know, we'll find out if he actually does, is the guy. He got upset that, they were going private equity. And Brigham Young, his big rival, is just killing them in NIL. Killing them.
Yeah, but they all, and he also talked about, they had a coach in waiting that was going to take over after him. And he felt like it was the best thing for the program for him to step away at that time and hand it off to the coach that they had been developing.
And this one I kind of agree with, but the jury will be still out. Going from Sherrone Moore and Jonathan Smith to Pat Fitzgerald and Kyle Whittingham is such an upgrade. Really good for the state of Michigan.
Could be.
All right, 248-539-9797.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looks like if the ESPN reports are accurate, Santa Claus is giving Michigan a new coach, Kyle Whittingham from the University of Utah. And he is 66 years old. He does have a history of, shall we say, I've been reading about this. Kind of like almost not quite as bad as Harbaugh. Is he going to leave or is he going to stay? That type of thing. They kind of got sick of that at Utah. But, I think if he's good for 4 or 5 years, nothing longer than that, that's fine. Because there have been very successful coaches in college football at that age.
Sure there has.
All right. Before we get to the ticket text, and our telephone number is 248-539-9797, I want to read some quotes from a member of the Detroit Lions who, didn't play a major significant role, but he's a popular player, especially when he reports eligible, which I'm kind of sick of that they applaud that all the time. That's like an old bit. Anyway, Dan Skipper, who basically got found out 5 hours before game time he was going to be starting left tackle because Decker was sick. Here's what Dan Skipper had to say after the game, and I'm taking this from Nolan Bianchi's column in the Detroit News. We had aspirations of doing a lot. Here we are going to Cancun the first week of January. It sucks. Part of my job is pulling some of these young guys along, and I didn't do a good enough job with that, clearly. If I can get these guys a little bit better every day, if I can do a little bit more, clearly I did not do enough, right? Being on this roster, we didn't get it done. I don't know how else to say it. I think we all need to take a good look in the mirror after this, reflect, figure out how we can improve, and give this city a team that they're proud of again, because this year was bullsh blank.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously the expectations weren't that they were going to be a 15-2 team, but a vast majority of Lions fans thought that they were still going to be contending for the division.
Right.
And I don't think anybody thought that they were going to be out of the playoffs, especially with two games left. Yeah. I don't think anybody started the season off, even after the loss to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And you recover against Chicago.
They started 4-1. I thought they'd be like 10-7, win the division, or at least worst.
Wild card.
Yeah. Because you knew they weren't going to win 15 games again.
No, and it's everything, all the questions that we had going into the season, both coordinators, interior offensive line. It was, you know, an edge opposite Aiden. And we all had these questions. And going into the season, we thought that the defensive secondary was going to be a strength.
Yeah. Do you feel, I mean.
And they all came up short.
They didn't do it purposely to you or whatever. But because you were, well, I think you said, what, 13 or 14 wins?
Oh, no, I ended up with 12.
Well, do you feel duped at all? Or saying that, God, I should have realized that the coordinator stuff would make more of a difference. The Ragnow thing would make more of a difference than it did.
I was more wrong on the offensive line than anything else. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, hey, the coordinators, there was going to be an adjustment. But I thought after a few weeks, hey, John Morton would get in the rhythm of what this offense was. And I think he was handicapped because the offensive line just never got any better. They never were able to develop. And then when Mahogany, you thought, well, maybe he's starting to play better, then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And it was a rotating cast of characters over there. And Graham, I thought he'd be a decent placeholder, and he wasn't. It was bad from the beginning.
Some texts. I know people keep bringing up the coordinators, and it's not a complete nothing. But you could have had the best offense and defensive minds running this team and not had a lot of different results. Ben Johnson stayed when the line was intact. He fled when he knew the line was falling apart. Nobody could have helped this team on offense. I will not use the word that Ben Johnson fled to be a head coach of the National Football League. There's only 32 of them around. He actually stayed one more year longer than I thought he was going to stay. So he didn't flee because of that. He left because he wanted to be a head coach. Hiring somebody who was not only ancient, but just quit on the school he built. Great hire, Michigan. Keep it up. Okay. Any GM that is decent at their job could have built this team with what LA gave up for Stafford. Holmes is an average GM at best. But there was other draft picks that he made that was good early on. His last two, nobody should defend his draft the last 2 years unless some of these players really get good in the next year or two, because I don't think that's happening. Dan Campbell has lost the team. He can't manage a game. The window is closed. That's from Jim and Allen Park. I think he can manage a game.
I think he can manage a team. I think he's still a hell of a coach this year, obviously.
He's not a play caller.
No. And it's, but he does have a vision for what he wants this offense to be.
Yes.
And early on, Anthony Lynn didn't have that same vision. John Morton, you would have thought that their visions would have aligned a lot more than they were, simply because he was here as an analyst. What was it, in 22, I believe, and so and he was also with Sean Payton, where this is the basis of this offense is what Dan Campbell brought from Sean Payton.
Guys, can we say that Aiden is the defensive version of Stafford? All these stats are great, but he has nothing to show for it. Well, if you're going to compare him to Stafford and you're going to go by like playoff games. At least, you know, Aiden won some playoff games. Two of them.
Yeah.
But that's a different position.
Yeah. And in regards to, I know everybody's like, oh, well, he had a couple of sacks yesterday and, you know, against a beat up offensive line. And,
yeah,
you know, you look at the, what was it? The number of sacks that he had last year before he got hurt. And it was against guys that were backup tackles. Aiden Hutchinson is a really good defensive end.
Right.
And maybe he wasn't being used the way that I think he should be used. Yesterday, maybe a little bit more, where he wasn't always wide.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy that can create a mismatch at guard. He could play any of those positions up front. And I just don't think he was used that way. As much as Aaron Glenn did, Calvin Shepard didn't use him that way.
Correct. And when somebody suggested part of the problem with the defensive line might have been the fact that they lost their defensive line coach. And maybe that Casey Rogers is no Terrell Williams.
Yeah, I don't think there's any argument that he is.
248-539-9797. Ryan, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hi, hey guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Stoney.
Thank you.
Same to you. I just wanted to call and say my dad passed away suddenly on Monday.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. He was a huge 97.1 fan and never really completely understood what's going on in the trenches in football. But once John took over the show, John, your knowledge and just some of the questions you would ask, you know, Jared Goff, and Dan Campbell, like it really, excuse me, it really helped my dad understand football a lot better. So,
well, thank you, Ryan. So,
you're welcome. To some people, you guys might be radio hosts, but to a lot of people, you make differences. And I appreciate you guys, and I will continue listening.
All right.
Thank you,
sorry
Ryan.
Sorry for your loss.
Yes, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Condolences from everybody here at 97. That's got to 97.1. That's got to be tough. One other ticket text here. Window is 100% closed. The only players they have are skill players. They need help all across the offensive and defensive lines. Well, they do. That's true.
Yeah.
But they still have a few good players on the. Penei Sewell is a Pro Bowl All Pro.
Yeah.
Offensive tackle. And Aiden Hutchinson, well, he's not a superstar. He's a great. He's a
Pro Bowl caliber player. Yes. And they have an opportunity. And it's going to be a matter of how they're going to manage the cap and how they're going to add talent to this team, because it's not like a couple of years ago where they had all of this extra cap space. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to find a way, whether it's free agency or the draft, to add to this offensive line. And it needs to be impact players. I would prefer, if you're going to go center, it's such an important position that you would add somebody in free agency. But are they going to be able to afford that?
I don't know. Those can make financial decisions, persuade people besides Jared Goff, who will, to restructure their contract. All right, 248-539-9797. Coming up next, say what you want about Dan Campbell, but he may have been a prophet a few years ago. 97.1.
Hey, in the Motor City, winter isn't just a season, it's a challenge. And I know we're going to be faced with some challenges this morning because it's supposed to get pretty icy, so be safe out there. And when the snow starts piling up on Woodward, the slush takes over I-75, you don't need a sleigh, you need a Sierra. This is professional-grade capability. The GMC Sierra, built to dominate the job site and upgrade your driveway all at the same time. So whether you're hauling the family tree up north or maybe it's some of those toys that you're going up to play with over the holiday break, the Sierra delivers the power, the tech, and the premium luxury that you've earned. But you need to move fast. Right now, the Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are holding their holiday event. It's your chance to get behind the wheel of a truck that defines Detroit toughness. Don't let the holidays pass you by, because these offers absolutely end on January the 2nd. So get moving. Start the new year in professional-grade style. Visit your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers today. We are professional-grade.
539-9797. Karsh and Anderson show coming up next. It'll be Jeff Rieger in for the Gator.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yes. All right, let's go back to the phones. Then we're going to hear from Dan Campbell. But not from yesterday. Bruce, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Yes, as I was saying, Jared Goff, if Detroit wanted to reconstructure
Jared Goff's contract, I bet you he would go for it. I bet you he would go for it because he know that I'm just a good quarterback, but I don't have that killer instinct of a Baker Mayfield or a Matthew Stafford.
Baker Mayfield?
Well, yeah, Baker Mayfield with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You see how he plays. Now, you know that Jared Goff is way better than Baker Mayfield as a throwing machine. But Baker Mayfield has that, I'm going to get out of trouble. I know how to create plays. Jared Goff don't know how to do that.
Well, that's part
of why the Rams got rid of
him. You're correct in that, but who would you rather have as a quarterback, Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield?
I'd rather have Baker Mayfield.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks for participating today. That, to me, is a terrible take.
Baker Mayfield
is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're 7-8 right now, and they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, they can. That's true, that. But the attitude, it's all about attitude in football.
Okay.
Either you got it or you don't. And I don't think Jared Goff has it. That's the reason why the Rams got rid of him.
All right, so yeah, Tampa Bay. Why did Cleveland get rid of him? Why did L.A. not keep Baker Mayfield? Now all of a sudden he's fine. He's rejuvenated in Tampa, and they're not. They might not even be able to beat out the Carolina Panthers.
In fairness, he was an MVP candidate during probably the first quarter of this season, maybe until he came here, basically. And he's regressed a lot this year, but he was really, really good, but I still rather have Jared Goff. He does things better than Jared Goff, but Jared Goff's more accurate.
He does things better than Jared Goff. What?
Like run and evade the pass
rush?
Oh, okay,
so he can run. Again, with this whole mobile quarterback crap.
I said I'd rather have Goff, but if you're going to sit there and talk about...
He's not even close to Jared Goff.
Okay, I said I'd rather have Goff. Goff's a better quarterback.
Come on, this makes me want to vomit. Baker Mayfield. Yeah, we'd rather have Baker Mayfield than Jared Goff. That's the dumbest take I've heard. And I tell you what, that may take the cake for 2025. Don't give it any credence. That was idiotic.
Well, I said it was idiotic, except he's right that Baker Mayfield
can run. Sure. Yeah, so can Hendon Hooker.
No, he can't. That was his problem. He couldn't run. Baker Mayfield can make chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what.
Yeah, to be a seven-win team, and I know we're only eight, but...
A little better than Jared Goff can in that aspect of the game.
He's a great competitor, you're right.
Yeah, he is.
And so is Goff. He may not show it or be as emotional as Baker Mayfield, that's a terrible take.
Okay. I think it was terrible as well, but I just pointed out, I understand... Look, we have a fascination, maybe not just in this town, but in the world, with mobile quarterbacks. And the fact that we don't have a mobile. Look, they said the same thing about Stafford here, right?
Yes.
He worked out okay. All right. Our coach, Dan Campbell, who talked to every Tuesday.
Yes.
2 years ago, two seasons ago, the Lions got on a run and they made it to the NFC Championship game. They were up in the second half by 17 points at one point, and it was 14, and then they blew the game. Some people are blaming Dan Campbell for not kicking a field goal with Badgley there at a 42-yard field goal and going for it on 4th-and-2. I blame more Josh Reynolds for dropping a perfect pass in his hands. Twice he did that.
Yes.
Okay, so, but after the game, because the Lions were basically very close to getting to their first ever Super Bowl, this is what Dan Campbell had to say after the game. He's been prophetic. I mean, they had a really good season the following year, obviously, and had the number one seed and lost the game where the quarterback did not play very well and the defense was banged up. It was a combination. It was a combo platter in that game.
Yeah.
Or the turnovers. Look, the elimination games that they've had Goff has had a lot of turnovers. That you can't, you know, deny. However, that's not the only reason they're not playing in the postseason this year, and it's not the only reason that they didn't beat Washington and play Philadelphia for the NFC Championship last year. It was not all Jared Goff. He did not have a good game, no doubt about it.
No.
But I thought it was kind of interesting that Dan Campbell looks like he's right. Cliff, you're on 97.1.
What are you saying there, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, good morning, Cliff.
Oh, I'm very well. Talking about golf and Baker Mayfield, I would have Baker Mayfield in a heartbeat. He has heart.
And Jared Goff doesn't?
No, not.
Oh, come on.
Trying to win a game? I mean, just give it everything you got. He throws it in the ground. He gets sacked. And then when he gets sacked, he loses the ball. He's just like a dope boy. He has nothing as far as wanting to win.
Wanting to win. What did you now? The play didn't count because of the offensive pass interference. What did you think of his will to win at the end of this Steelers game last week?
The only time he got upset yesterday, because he knew that this wasn't going to happen. That's the only time
You didn't answer my question, did you?
Okay, tell me that again.
The end of the Steelers game, when St. Brown fumbled or the lateral, whatever you want to call it, to Goff, and Goff dived into the end zone as he was getting hit to get the winning touchdown that got taken away from the penalty. You don't think he showed any heart there? Come on, man. That's ridiculous. I like Baker Mayfield, don't get me wrong. But Jared Goff is a better quarterback. And, yes, he's not as mobile, but you can't judge a guy's heart.
He's more consistent. Jared Goff is head and shoulders, not just physically, but the way he performs above Baker Mayfield. I love Baker Mayfield as a competitor. I think he's feisty. That's great. It's fun, but it's not gonna translate to more wins here in Detroit.
No, I mean, do you think the Lions would trade Jared Goff for Baker Mayfield?
No.
No.
No. Oh, okay, if you're going to give us a first round pick along with it.
Yeah. Look, I'll look up the stats of Baker Mayfield a little later, but, you know, I agree. I think I'd rather have Jared Goff. Baker Mayfield does some really good things.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'd rather have
Goff. I'd rather have Jared Goff. And it obviously it hit a nerve with me because Baker Mayfield is not nearly as good as Jared Goff.
But he planted a flag in Columbus. You should like him a lot. 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.